Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Some key words that stood out or came out when it comes to the Fool would be boastful, careless, arrogant, also a creative soul, swagger and flamboyance, superficiality. Hey, Rafiki, someone who takes pride in looking in the mirror.
Interesting.
But wait, why is that interesting, Rafiki?
Because it kind of goes with what my question that I wrote down for that area.
Which is?
Can you remember a situation where you took a chance, regardless of the advice others has given to you, and has it paid off by doing so?
Yes. Yes. I've been taking chances all my life, Rafiki. I could just start with the car wash. I could go with the music. I can go with the car wash. Hey, I can go with this damn podcast.
There you go.
Okay, for instance, the car wash. I wasn't, when it comes to my friends, in a group of my friends, I actually was the last one to come into the car wash arena. They all were kind of doing it, working at different places, but they're washing cars. I came in, I started working with one of my friends at the place he was working at. I looked around, I was looking at the customers, and I was just like, hey, man, I bet that person over there would pay me $5 extra to come to their house and wash their car. They would rather, I was looking at their faces, I was like, they look like they would rather be somewhere else than here. And so that's what I did. I said, hey, I'll come to your house and wash your car for $5 extra. And they paid off. The other people, I asked the friends with me. I asked the friends, hey, let's go in. You want to partner up and start this? None of them wanted to take that risk and jump off the cliff. But then, a couple of years down the line, every last one of those friends who I asked to partner up with me came and asked me for a job at one time or another.
Interesting. What about you, Guardian?
Hey, Rafiki, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
True. True. Mm-hmm. You got to take chance. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I guess for me, I'm a fixed sign, change doesn't happen all too often for me. When I see the Fool card, it just makes me think of new beginnings and a fresh start, for different, reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, Guardian, have you done something that everybody was telling you not to do, and you went on and did it anyway?
Actually, yes. So one time, my friend and I was actually in school when I was in college, and I was actually picking up, from Spirit, and I kept telling her, I kept picking things up. She told me not to go to that person. And I'm like, no, I have to go. Like, this is really like affecting me. So, she was like, don't do it. Like, you have to just stay cordial. And I was like, no, I'm going to go do it. So what I did was, I went up to my teacher and I gave her a full on reading, which she actually ended up benefiting from. And she ended up getting emotional. So In all reality, it worked out for the both myself and the teacher, because she really needed to hear those messages.
So did that send you flying over the mountaintop, or did you fall to the bottom and hit the ground?
I definitely felt good, and I felt like you know, listening to my intuition and, you know, just going with the flow kind of helped me. But sometimes, you know, it can hinder you. So you got to be careful.
How about you, Rafiki?
I feel that I've been spontaneous my whole life because I would get up and literally move location in a drop of a hat. Literally just get up and just go. Pack, leave everything behind and just relocate.
Yeah.
Would you walk down the street with all your belongings on a stick behind your back?
Basically, I had a couple of duffel bags, a backpack, and let's go. On my adventure, I go. Where I end up.
Did you have a little white dog following you?
No, I didn't have a little white dog following me, but the fool, I've been that my whole life as far as, you know, being spontaneous and doing things kind of reckless, you know.
Okay. Now here's the question. Did that move send you hitting the bottom of the rocks, or did you fly over the cliff?
Sometimes I hit bottom and then sometimes I rose up on the occasion.
All right.
But the thing about it is, I took the chances.
Tell me one of them times that you did that and you hit bottom.
From the time I got on a bus, took a chance, went down to my uncle's down in Virginia and tried to stay down there for a little while, and it backfired on me. And I had to relocate again and got there. It kind of backfired on me again, and I was kind of on the street for a little while.
Mm. Hey, would you say relocating is new beginnings?
Most definitely.
All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.